did a countdown for us. Like, all right, now it's recording. Not okay, we're 7 seconds in and it's recording. But here we are, 160 fucking four. And it's just the two of us fucking. Jesse had a romantic getaway to get to, and Donnie's got Kentucky in
there. Just the two of us.
Yeah.
You and
me. And the fucking Super Bowl just happened fucking last Sunday. And fucking Deadpool trailer.
Oh, yeah, it did. Now, I found it interesting because I just saw it. It was kind of busy to hear what all was going on. And so I got on the internet and I watched the trailer. But I didn't realize that there was a different, slightly different, like 30-second clip that was the Super Bowl commercial.
Oh.
So it's it says something about get your favorite sock ready, fanboys. Something like that. Oh god, it was so funny. And it shows like pretty much like the best like little bits of that full trailer, but it does have just like a couple extra bits of dialogue.
Man,
somebody else.
That's pretty fucking cool. I'm
by Dentine Ice.
I like that it has a different name than just Deadpool 3.
Yeah.
Deadpool Wolverine is pretty fucking badass.
Yep.
I like that they didn't show us Wolverine, really. I think that that's pretty badass too, the anticipation.
Or thought into this, I would have put together a conglomeration of my Deadpool and Wolverine comic books, like a small stack. This is the first time they beat each other up in the comics, and I've got a comic that's literally titled Wolverine Deadpool. So.
Oh man.
You know, it's like, I should have really thought about that. But when I return, I'll have to be reminded probably, because I've got the memory of, what is it, Dora?
Yeah, you got a stoner's memory.
Which one is the...
You.
I can't even think of her name from the fish show, Finding Nemo.
Dory, I think.
Yeah, that one.
You got a stoner's memory. Oh, look at that.
Yeah, nice little. I take that and I'm gonna.
Is that little pieces of gum?
It's the Dentine Ice. It's the packaging that like a whole big old thing of gums would come in, right?
Okay.
I go to Costco and I'll buy a brick of the gum, right? Ever since I stopped smoking cigarettes, it's just kind of.
You like your breath fresh.
Oh, just a little piece of gum. It'd be all right. Kind of covers up the tokers.
Yeah.
You know, afterwards, right? I take, I used to use cigarette packs. I would cut them up and use it as a filter. Right? And now.
Okay.
I take this. It's the same kind of shitty cardboard.
So one of these, pretty much.
Roll machine. That's pretty much.
Okay.
Alright, I take my little handy dandy rolling machine. Alright, like so. And I get ready to fill that full of weed. Alright. Take your 100% pure hemp Stone Ninja brand rolling papers. Alright.
Hell yeah, I need to get me some of those when I get paid.
Send you a brick, bro. You can use like the papers box, right? And so basically, here's the setup before you put the weed in it. The overlap goes on this side.
Okay. Right?
A little majiggy in there. My filter's in place. It's there. The glue's here across the top. Overlaps on this side, and it's nice and flush on this side. Okay. And that does serve a purpose. And then you take your Flowzilla. This is what I'm working with. picked up Ounce. It's actually really nice stuff.
Oh, it came in a jar?
No, what I did is I took the sticker off of it, and I keep refilling this little jar.
Oh, that's smart.
Rather than deal with the stupid Ziplocs, like the child-proof Ziplocs are damn near adult-proof, and I just don't have patience these days, nor should I.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Pack your stuff in there, right?
Yeah.
Lick it. And then you clamp it closed like that. Joint rolls out the top. Right? And then, so the end that was flush that had the filter in it is nice and flush. And the end with the overlap has capped off the weed so it won't fall out.
Oh, wow.
So now I got these handy dandy little. And the best thing about it is when you smoke it, right, you get it all the way down, you smoke it to the fucking filter, never have a roach problem.
Man. So, this little roller I got.
Yeah. All right, but we got off track because I got to.
We did. Roll my bad.
My bad.
Fucking. This the only Marvel movie this year?
Yes.
Is it part of a phase? Do you think it ties into the everything else?
Technically, I think we're in phase 5.
Okay.
This, from what all accounts are saying, and Deadpool said it himself, he is Marvel Jesus. He's like coming in and basically this movie is set up to kind of reset the MCU.
Okay.
Undo everything that's been done. It's all possible to do over again. And whether that means recasting the original Avengers, or if it means just including the X-Men or bringing back some of the original Avengers, just any of it, really. It's this movie theoretically all going to be possible. It's kind of setting up the Secret Wars. Avengers Secret Wars is happening down the line. And, you know, there was a cameo of the comic book Secret Wars number 5, and it's got Doom's face on the comic, and that's when he goes God Doom.
Okay.
Like, he can build everything.
There is the rumor mill talking about fucking Dr. Doom in fucking Deadpool as well. Because there was a guy that kind of looked like him in the trailer.
Yeah, they're talking about that. I think that's just like a wastelander. I think what we saw, where is the place that they go when they got pruned in Loki? What did they call that? Like the...
Man, I'll be honest, I ain't seen Loki. I haven't seen anything outside of WandaVision and the two Spider-Man movies that happened after fucking Thanos arc.
I think it's called the Nexus. Maybe is that what it is?
I don't know.
It just pisses me off that I've watched so many beer videos talking about it, and I've seen all of the Loki stuff, and I still can't bring myself.
So
I think it's called the Nexus. But the point is, they're talking about where the world will be formed, because it already got like all these pruned universes, right? Like,
yeah,
Tobey Maguire Spider-Man,
yeah,
the X-Men movies and the Fantastic Four movies, right? They've all been kind of pruned, so to speak, and are in this nexus, right? And so I think that's where we're going to see, you know, all these different things popping up. I don't know if that means it's going to tie in to the X-Men cartoon like everybody's talking about it.
Man, listen, that Wolverine looks too much like the cartoon one.
The only difference is the fact that it's live action.
Yeah.
So but it can't be the cartoon version unless for some reason like they transform into the real version. But it would make more sense that they were still a cartoon on the screen.
Man.
I would not be surprised if we see the X-Men 97 cartoon, like actual cartoon characters join the screen at some point.
Oh man.
And Deadpool.
My lost my headset. Something's wrong with my fucking USB cord.
Tweak the ears a little bit.
Not the cord, but the plug. Because I noticed at work my shit be going crazy too. But Wolverine is not the only thing people have been saying was taken from X-Men from the X-Men animated universe.
Okay.
But also Charles Xavier at the fucking in
the yellow chair and
it
played the X-Men 92 cartoon.
That music. Yeah, and the yellow yellow chair.
I get it. What I'm saying, though, is that the cartoon is a certain reality.
And yeah. So
if it is a live-action universe that mimics the cartoon universe, then that's fine. But it's still a different universe from the actual cartoon. You get what I'm saying? Because it's live action.
Well, maybe they turn into live action and pull into the real world.
There's a possibility there. You know. I'll have to see that one. But it would make more sense. You know, if a variant ends up in a different timeline, they're still just them. It's not like they change form or something like that, but I guess we haven't seen someone go from a cartoon reality into a live action reality or from a live action reality into a cartoon reality. I don't know if we're getting some cool world type shit or what.
Yeah, you know,
but
you're right. You know, I want to see someone come off the pages of a comic. Like, that'd be pretty neat.
Gwenpool.
Would
really make a lot of sense. I don't know that we're going to get Gwenpool, but there is speculation that we got a cameo that we don't know about.
Okay.
In that trailer. You remember where it's a close-up of just the hands holding the two Uzis, the mini Uzis?
Yeah. We're just gonna have to watch this trailer.
Well, traditionally, that is Lady Deadpool's gun of choice. So people are speculating, because the gloves are different too, that at the very least it's a variant of Deadpool. But most likely, if it's a variant of Deadpool, it is
Lady Deadpool. That'll be dope. Oh, you know what? I got it. Let me restart this sharing, because I needed to share some.
Yeah, we don't have any rights to this. I don't know.
Yeah. Is there no talking in this?
Telling you about that aired during the Super Bowl. That's like the 30 seconds.
Happy birthday to you.
Okay. All right. Okay. 5 seconds.
It's been a challenging few years, for sure.
Yeah.
But I'm happy. That is because of each and every one of you. I'm the luckiest man alive.
Make I a wish, buddy. Look at that man.
Wade Wilson?
Who's asking?
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
We'll break this shit down while we watch the two. I gotta ask. Yeah. Who are these dudes?
That's the TVA. They're from the Loki series.
Okay.
So basically it's the Time Variance Authority, I think. And they go through... And people that vary from the sacred timeline.
Which we know Deadpool did with two.
Exactly. They take those little sticks there and they whack you with it. And when they whack you with it, it prunes you. And your timeline basically doesn't exist anymore. And it sends you to the Nexus.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll talk about that a little further down. It's going to be like the desert wasteland and all of the Mad Max looking kind of dudes.
Whoa.
Is
that supposed to be scary? Pegging isn't new for me, friendo, but it is for Disney.
Oh, shit.
I wonder how long before they rip off.
All right. So this place... Ethan, yeah. This is where Loki takes place?
Yeah, basically. So, you remember in Endgame, when they travel through time and Loki steals the fucking Tesseract?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, when he disappears with the Tesseract, that changes his timeline.
Okay.
He very soon afterwards gets picked up by the TVA. And they take him here and interrogate him very similarly. Only in this, they pointed out that usually the TVA doesn't knock on your door. They just have those little time doors that they kind of pop up and they grab you. And if they're going to take you here, they take you here. Or if you give them any kind of trouble, they just prune you on the spot. But this guy... basically is very similar to Owen Wilson's character in the Loki series.
Okay.
His name was Mobius. This is Paradox.
All right.
To be kind of like Deadpool's little agent or guide to the TVA.
All right, dope.
Wilson, you appear to have soiled yourself while unconscious.
I wasn't unconscious. Who are you? Why am I here?
Walk with me.
Now, coming up, there's going to be, he's at his day job. I think this is before he gets picked up by the TVA. That's his old suit in his locker. He works at some car dealership or some shit like that, or a car wash.
Oh, no.
And I should say, though, with this TVA agent slash guide, he'll get you caught up on what's going on with the TVA in the movie.
Okay.
But you don't have to watch Loki to know what's going on, because they're going to tell you at least as much as you need to know for this movie, if not more.
Okay, hell yeah.
You are special. This is your chance to be a hero among heroes.
All right. The audience. Boom, the Avengers are popping up.
Oh yeah, look at that.
Okay. And that's kind of
Deadpool.
Okay, so these scenes are from well, the Thor one is from Ragnarok, right after he loses his eye. But the other two are both from Age of Ultron. And there's speculation that this kind of snowy forest that we see Deadpool in is going to be him revisiting Sokovia when the Avengers are there. And get some kind of fun out of that.
Oh, that'll be fucking dope.
I smell what you're stepping in, Sensei.
I love the little Captain.
Yeah.
I swear that's my favorite part of the trailer.
The cinematic universe is about to change forever. I'm the man.
And that was Patch, definitely. That's the alter ego of Wolverine when he's feeling a little bit sassy.
Okay.
He goes over to Madripoor to tie one on, play some cards, and he wears an eye patch over one eye and wears a white suit, and nobody knows he's Wolverine.
Ah. That explains why his eye patch is important.
And God, man, like, I lied. The salute is my favorite part, but also my favorite part is coming up when he gets, like, fully suited up and he does the elevator splits.
I'm the Messiah. I am Marvel Jesus.
Got that's the Wasteland, the Nexus right there. Cause
and
that's the
20th Century Fox logo.
Exactly. That's kind of like they actually built that on a set.
Oh, so this is the shit we've seen the leaked photos from.
Exactly. Exactly. That is what was part of the set. In
okay.
God, please! Oh my fuck!
What do you think that purple thing was?
Okay, so in Loki, again, there's this, when you end up in the Nexus after getting pruned, that thing is called Eliath, and it's like this giant smoke monster that just kind of gobbles stuff up.
Okay. Yeah, there's that guy people were saying.
Oh, there's... Yeah, the guy, he kind of, he's just a little bit too scrappy to be Doom. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I see what you're saying. 100%.
If it was Doom, he'd have some like metal gloves on. He wouldn't be holding guns. Like Doom doesn't do guns.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
And while I don't think it's Doom, that doesn't necessarily mean he won't show up in some form or fashion. Or that this guy isn't one of Doom's henchmen, possibly.
Oh, there was the guns and the Uzis you were talking about.
Yeah, but look at the gloves. If you can go back to... Right... There you go. See how it's got the black going up the fingers?
Yeah.
You know? It's got like a total...
God, I love this! Let me go back to... Yeah!
The fingers are all black, and that one, they're like red.
And it's like brownish.
Black trim and stuff like that.
Yeah, those other gloves were completely different.
Yeah, that scene right there, like, I can't wait to find out what we're doing there.
This looks like the car you see him hanging out the back window of.
True. It's not like
this damn train. Man, one time it just sat out there honking his horn like that for like 10 fucking minutes. That was something fucking else.
God, I love this part. Wait!
And that's the Secret Wars comic over there on the left.
Don't just stand there.
Yeah.
Give me a hand up. No, nope, I'm actually okay. Thank you very much.
Happy birthday to you.
So it says not yet rated. Do you think it's going to be R?
It's totally R.
Okay.
They're not gonna let us down like that.
Let me ask you this. Can you fill me in on the gaps of what's been going on in the Marvel universe up until now?
Do you see Marvels?
No, I haven't. The only thing I've seen after Endgame was that the last one with where they killed Thanos?
Yeah.
Okay. The only thing I've seen after that is the two Spider-Man movies. And WandaVision.
Okay. You missed Doctor Strange?
Yep.
That one was with the Multiverse of Madness. Very quickly in the movie, you find out that he goes to Scarlet Witch for help. And Scarlet Witch is the problem.
Oh, shit.
And she is like the nastiest, almost horror villain. For the rest of the movie.
I need to see that one.
They have that scene where they go and they see the Illuminati, and it's Professor X, and he comes in on the yellow hover chair and shit. It's John Krasinski as Mr. Fantastic. It was Baron Mordo. From the first Doctor Strange movie. And then Monica Rambeau.
Oh, yeah.
There's somebody else really good in there, too. That made, like, a... what's his name? Black Bolt from The Inhumans.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And we were all speculating that maybe, just maybe, they got Tom Cruise to play Superior Iron Man, right?
I remember that.
I would have loved every second of that. But then Wanda goes on to immediately murder all of them.
Oh.
Brutally.
Oh. Yeah, I remember seeing bits and pieces of what happened to Reed Richards.
Black Bolt, you know, when he says anything, right? Like, the sound waves tear everybody apart, right?
Yeah.
So that he's, like, about to, like, Mr. Fantastic's like, sorry to do this, Wanda. And then he's like, Black Bolt. And Black Bolt's like, and he goes to, like, say something, and then she does her magic and closes his fucking mouth.
Wow.
Like, he doesn't even have lips. And he just goes, and then his head fucking pops.
Oh, man. Yeah, see, I need to see that one.
And it's fucking gnarly.
And I saw it has a little Bruce Campbell cameo.
And Captain Carter. Peggy Carter in her, like, souped-up Captain America. Like, she got the super serum instead of Steve.
Okay.
Timeline.
All right.
Anyway, that was a good one. And it dealt with basically the multiverse and how it's being kind of manipulated currently. It's kind of like wide open where it had been closed before. And that's partially because of the Loki stuff. At the end of the Loki first season, go to like the end of time. And there's one person there, and it's He Who Remains. And when they go there to the end of time, and there's he He Who Remains, it's Kang.
Oh.
And then basically he goes there with a variant of Loki, like Loki and another variant who is a female Loki. And Loki is like, this guy might be fucked up, but if we kill him, it's going to be even more fucked up. You don't want to mess with this. Let's just get out of here. And he's and Kang is fine with that. He's like, you can kill me or you can go. You know, whatever you want to do.
Oh, shit.
And then the Lady Loki fucking, like, stabs him in the chest. And that's what branches out, like, the craziness of the timelines and multiverse and stuff like that. And then so the second season of Loki is all about, like, the multiverse has gone from being this nice little stream that's, like, being controlled.
Yeah.
To just exploding into this all, like, crazy shit, and it's overloading the TVA, and they can't control it at all. And so that one is all about Loki trying to get it to, like, basically not totally implode all of the multiverses. Right?
Okay.
And so at the end of the first one and at the end of the second season of Loki, the TVA is totally just kind of in disarray. It's all kind of over the place.
Oh, no.
And so when we get into Deadpool, it's going to be changed again, you know, so it'll be like a total update on what's going on, and you'll immediately be caught up to speed.
Now, was WandaVision before fucking she became bad? Like, right before?
Yeah, that actually kind of is what led up to her being kind of evil.
Okay, you know, well, that kids, makes sense.
She had the kids, right?
Yeah.
But they weren't real.
And right.
But they were so real to her that she couldn't live without them. So she was, like, going through the multiverses, trying to find another multiverse where she made those kids, and then steal those kids from that multiverse.
Damn.
Yeah, it was really kind of fucked up.
Okay. And then, let's see. Oh, there was another, what was it, fucking Black Panther movie?
Yep. That was the Black Panther movie, which I thought they handled the death of Chadwick Boseman, Black Panther. I think they handled that properly. I wanted to like that movie more. I felt like maybe they didn't cast the right person for Ironheart, because in the comics, she just has a very different attitude.
Okay.
That's
like female Iron Man, right?
Yeah, and she kind of like comes up with her own suit, and then, you know, she goes back to Wakanda with Shuri, and they hook her suit up a little bit more and stuff like that. She's gets like the Iron Heart suit of armor, and she's supposed to be getting her own Disney Plus series, but with the strikes and everything. And now, I mean, I'm telling you, I think everything that they told us is about to get fucking, if it isn't already, if it hasn't been shot,
you think they're actually
don't expect it to be there. Because other than Secret Wars, anything could, like, theoretically get changed out of this. Especially with the Kang controversy. With the actor.
Yeah, he's not Kang. You know what's crazy? Is right before that, right before they announced that, I brought that up on here. I asked you, I said, is he still Kang? And you're like, yes. As of right now, he's still Kang. And then it was like a day or two later.
Yeah.
He wasn't Kang anymore.
Well, they wanted to give him his fair shot. And, you know, when the verdict came out and that's what it was, they said, okay, we're going to part ways. Mm. Now, they still have a Kang Dynasty Avengers movie on the books for like 2025 or 26 or something like that. At this point, I don't know how they're going to be able to shoot something like that. It's got to be 2026 or later. But also, they're going to either recast it or, like I said, this Deadpool movie, they might just come out of it. It's the only one this year, and they go, oh, guess what? We're not doing any of this shit anymore. We're doing this shit, you know?
You know what they need to do? They need
2025,
to...
they can legally, finally... hire new actors to play the original X-Men who were under contract, like that guy that was in Ready Player One.
Yeah.
Under contract to play Cyclops until 2025.
Okay.
I don't know, like, the exact date or whatever that shit, if it's like...
Well...
What I read, it's like... Like, a lot of the people that were in... Oh, God, what was the last one? Where they did the Dark Phoenix thing again. Was it just Dark Phoenix?
Yeah, I think it might have Dark just been Dark Phoenix.
Very inspired naming, Fox.
Yeah, I didn't see that. I didn't see the New Mutants either. I heard that was okay.
I saw the Dark Phoenix... whenever it was like on like Netflix or something for free. And I have been actively boycotting Sony and Fox Marvel movies since early on. Spider-Man 3 did it for me. I said, okay, you fucked up Venom.
Man.
You fucked up this whole movie. You gave us a Spider-Man whose dark side is he does this like sassy dance number, you know, and like,
yeah, and he gave us the guy that gave us
fucking evil man,
fucking Eric.
After that, I was like, man, Marvel just needs to get the rights to this movie back. Like, they're doing Iron Man and they're doing all this other shit. They just need to.
They did.
Play with all their action figures.
I think Blade and fucking Punisher were great. I'm sad those aren't part of the MCU.
Well, theoretically all of it is because it's the multiverse.
Yeah, good point.
And then like the Fox movies, I did not like Last Stand. I thought they fucked up the Juggernaut.
I'm the Juggernaut, bitch.
That was okay, but it was kind of a little ham-fisted.
To this day, I've only seen Last Stand on a shitty CDR bootleg.
I saw that one in the theaters.
Not me.
I saw it in the theaters because I was a very dedicated comic book movie fan. And then after seeing that, I was just like, I don't know about this shit, man. And then they were like... X-Men Origins, Wolverine, and I was just like, okay, and they're like, and Deadpool's gonna be in it, and I was like, okay, and I was like, and Ryan Reynolds is cast as Wade Wilson, I'm like, okay.
Yeah, and then when you first see him as Wade Wilson,
so hard.
You first see him, and you're like, okay, I'm fucking sold, that's fucking Deadpool,
beautiful.
When does he get the fucking suit? And then you see him as Ace, what the fuck?
They made him Baraka.
They took away his mouth.
His mouth closed.
Yeah, they made him fucking Baraka. Oh, God, that was so good.
Yeah.
Listen, the video game for that was way better than it had any right being there.
Oh, man.
As Wolverine, you could just rip people to fucking shreds.
Yeah, it was like the rated R version of video games.
I will never forget fucking taking my claw... punching it into a fucking helicopter, pulling the guy out, and then holding him up to the fucking to the blades, the propeller. Yeah. What the fuck? That's Wolverine doing that?
Yeah. Like,
holy shit, man.
Dude, he doesn't mess around with those Weapon X guys. He must know something. They must be like clones or something. Like, he doesn't give a shit about them.
Listen, you know what they really need to do? They need to just can whatever they were working on. Fuck all that shit. Let's get an X-Men versus the Avengers.
I think they're going to work up to that. I really
do. Oh, God, they need to. That'll be so fucking dope.
We might... It might somehow tie into the Secret Wars thing, because in the original Secret Wars, all of the mutants, which was the X-Men and Magneto, teamed up on one team and went to one base. And then the villains went to one base, and the other heroes, like the Avengers and the Fantastic Four, all went together to their own base.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
They basically, they worked as three different kind of teams. And then, like, eventually, yes, the X-Men teamed up with the Avengers kind of team to take out the villains. Which, that's where Doom became, like, God Power Doom for the first time. Because he actually, I think he killed the Beyonder or something like that. Or...
That's fucking bananas. Yeah.
Or he took the Beyonder's power somehow.
Do you think we get Black Suit Spider-Man in the Marvel Cinematic Universe?
I think so, yeah. I think the next trilogy might not just start off with Venom, but I think they throw him in there. I think that's something.
You think it's Venom from the Sony universe?
I want to say this. I think we get a Spider-Man movie before the Secret Wars stuff. Then we get the black suit falling on him in the Secret Wars Avengers movie. And then we get the Venom movie, you know, after Secret Wars. The Spider-Man Venom.
That would be fucking dope.
The Eddie Brock Venom movie with Tom Hardy in it.
Although I thought that was pretty good, and that's technically part of the MCU now.
I'm totally okay with them crossing over in the Secret Wars stuff or any of that kind of shit, but I think to do it right, you can't just take that version of Venom and throw it
out. Yeah, you need an MCU Venom. And you need an MCU Venom that hates Spider-Man. This Venom don't even know Spider-Man.
If that happens in another multiverse, right? Then in this multiverse, where is that Venom symbiote, right?
Yeah.
It's pruned because Deadpool's going to prune everything, right?
And
and it's all going to end up, like, in that battle world. So it might even theoretically be that same symbiote, but just not with Eddie Brock, at least not that Eddie Brock attached to it. And so that Venom would then attach to Peter Parker, right, in Battle World. And then when he comes back to the MCU or whatever it turns out to be, and he's got the black suit on, the black suit's going to be like, oh, look, there's my Eddie Brock over there.
Man, like
Eddie Brock, way better than this goody two shoes Spider-Man.
I would love a Maximum Carnage movie. It would probably never happen, and if it did, it probably wouldn't happen, right? But that was a good comic book and fucking game.
I didn't think they did a good job with Carnage in the Venom movie. It wasn't the worst, but it wasn't as good as it could have been.
Yeah, well, I think it was. It was a little too family friendly at times, I think.
Yeah.
And it was weird. It was weird seeing Carnage and Eddie Brock care for someone.
Yeah.
Like, that man does not care for anyone.
Well, Carnage doesn't. he pretends to give a fuck about that one Scream chick. But that's just because her powers can basically shut him down.
Man, there's so many symbiotes they could do fucking movies on too. I heard Madame Web sucked.
Yeah, from what I hear, the reviews are not great. I wasn't planning on seeing it anyway. Morbius, kind of. I think everybody shit on it a little bit too hard. It wasn't that bad of a movie, but it wasn't great. It wasn't up to the par that Marvel has set for the movies. Of course, a lot of their stuff hasn't been up to the par that Marvel has set for movies. I really enjoyed the Marvels. I think Miss Marvel was a delight. And I, you know, love Brie Larson. And
man, she gets a lot of shit.
Yeah, she really does. She's just fine. I
thought Captain Marvel was a pretty good movie.
I think she's hot. I'd totally like go on a date with her, but she's probably happily married.
You know, I just like, recently learned dude. She is in Scott Pilgrim. Oh, I have no idea.
She's Scott Pilgrim's ex, man.
Yeah, that blew my mind when I found that out.
And she actually, I want to say she recorded the vocals on that song that they do.
That's pretty fucking cool. That's a good song.
Yeah, it is. Black
Man. Sheep. Yeah, I like how that just shoots out the joint. Just shoots right the fuck out there. It's almost like a little magic trick. That thing is so much cooler than this fucking thing.
Yeah, you know what? Those, I never really fucked with them. I had a couple of friends, and at that point, when I saw them, I was just like, I just rolled by hand, you know, and I was rolling by hand. And then I went over, okay, when I was like 19, I lived in a skateboard house full of skateboard kids, right? Literally 4 blocks away in the neighborhood, skateboarding distance, was a buddy of mine from work, and him and his girlfriend sold weed, and they had $25 for a bag of swag with all the sticks and stems and all the bullshit, and it was a quarter bag, right?
Right.
For the same $25, you could get 1 gram, like, tiny jar of, like, premium chronic.
Oh, shit.
And, I mean, it was always really, really fucking nice. You never knew what it was necessarily, but it...
And in those days, you didn't.
Right? And so, in the house, we just put together $50. And we'd roll blunts with the swag.
Shit, yeah.
And we'd save the other stuff to, you know, throw in a bowl. And we'd, you know, hit a couple of bowls here and there. And we'd smoke blunts when all the kids came over to ride skateboards and watch skateboard movies and smoke blunts.
You know, it's crazy how popular blunts are with the youth. Because that's all we smoked as teenagers, too, was fucking blunts.
And she had one of these. It was the Rizla rolling papers. It was their brand. And it was silver. And on the bottom, it said, Property of Heather.
Oh, shit.
One of those stickers, right?
Yeah.
And no shit. They were like, hey, we're moving. We're going out to the West Coast. We're selling everything in the house. Boom. And then she was just like, I was just like, rolling tray? She was like, yeah, $10. Boom. $10. Well spent. And I had that sucker for a very long time. It might even still be in a box somewhere.
Hell yeah.
I don't even know it still exists. But it got a little, this part right here, the flappy part.
Yeah.
Sometimes it'll get torn and wore out along
the edge. Oh, shit.
Gotta get a new one. These things are not readily available all over the place. Like, I had to special order this one at the time.
I've never even seen one before until you pulled it up.
I ordered this. I ordered this, special ordered it through a buddy of mine when he worked at the smoke shop, and that was easily 15 years ago.
Damn, yeah, that thing looks nice and reliable.
Yeah, it's this nice little metal, you know, called the Claptrap.
And it rolls little fucking cannons.
And you can theoretically put a bunch of weed in the bottom here. So what I would do with Heather, the one that I had before, right?
Yeah.
Is I would put like a little bag, my little bag of weed in here, right? And close it. And then I'd carry a bag of rolling tobacco, right? And I'd just go like this, and I'd pretend I was rolling a fucking cigarette. And I'd
That's
just
smart.
Go like, and then I'd skate around fucking town smoking joints all the damn time. And I could roll them up wherever I wanted because I looked like I was just rolling.
Man, that's genius.
Yeah, served me well for many years. I was pretty decent. I got lazy and got busted.
Fuck. Oh no, you got busted?
Oh yeah. Yeah, to tell you the truth, the cops might have got Heather. Fucking assholes.
That sucks.
Yeah. And they got my first ever glass piece. I had that thing for fucking since the 90s, man. Had it for damn near 25 years. They took it. And I was just like, what are you gonna do with that, man? Fuck you guys.
Yeah, that shit's so dumb. It's dumb that it's illegal at all. And shit like alcohol's legal. Like, yeah, that's weird, but okay.
What are you gonna
do? Well, okay.
Before I forget, I got something in the mail.
Oh, shit.
It was one of these comic books that I had actually talked about with you guys before. Because it goes in coordination with a card game.
Oh, Red Sea Legends.
Yeah, and it's this card game, right? You got these characters, and they got different moves and hit points and stuff like that that they do. I hadn't played the game yet because I only bought one stack of these cards, right?
Yeah.
I contacted them about getting some other stacks so I could send them to you guys and we could play a virtual game and be like, oh, that's cool.
Hell yeah.
But they never responded to me. And I also, because the comic book series is adult content, I thought maybe, just maybe, that's what these guys would be. But these are the very, like, serious kind of cards from the game, which some of them look kind of sexy, but it's not like...
Not like the comic, huh?
Yeah. The comic itself... is like, hey, how you doing, Rick?
Well, just full on titties.
That's titties.
Just, okay. Wait, is she playing the card game in the comic?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And they play so hard that sometimes, like, their tops bust off and stuff like that. And then
that would be so awkward playing, like, Yu-Gi-Oh! And then just titties out. Oh.
You know, you get, bonus stuff. Well, I got this shiny card was the stretch pull.
Oh, that's pretty fucking dope.
By backing this. So sweet. It's supposed to be a good card. I've got a deck of cards and nobody to play a game with, so
I don't know
if it's any fun. But definitely it's something that I have now.
Hell yeah.
And they sent me the digital copy of this. I'm putting this up there just to make you do more work, Rick.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
It's called Red Sea Legends. They've got a website and stuff like that. It's worth the, well, you know, the story itself is actually kind of fun. There's some more. You want to see if there's any more titties on the inside?
Might as well.
Yeah. Dun, dun, dun.
And
right, well, first of all, it's grayscale. It's grayscale, but they're like even the. I think these are like some of the characters, right? That's.
Oh yeah, that's that one of the Magicas we were looking at the card of. Uh-huh.
And so these are some of the, you know, characters, and they're a little bit more booby in the comic book than they are on the card. And look, see when the cards get attacked, the titties get popped out.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
That would be so weird seeing Dark Magician get hit and his dick just come flying out.
Yeah, let's see. It's a couple more boobs, nothing too crazy. Yeah, some pinups here at the end.
Oh damn.
Oh, it's like a Harley Quinn looking.
Okay.
Set of boobs. Let's see. Anybody else? Well, and there's four.
Okay.
That's going to be busy.
Yeah.
You put Vince. it would make a lot more sense.
Right? Oh my god, you're absolutely fucking right.
Oh, when he's all.
Oh,
that'd be,
yeah.
That'd be hilarious.
I'm good. Okay. It's going to be fucking Vince now. As the fucking censor. Oh, man. Yeah, I was sitting there. I was like, you know what? I don't want to be lame and mosaic this. I said, I want to cover it up with a funny picture. I've got to do a funny Hulk Hogan picture.
There you go. That was good.
It was. That was.
He's the Rock when he's doing that, like. The crazy rock eye that he does.
Every episode I got a sense of something. I'm gonna use a different fucking wrestler. Oh, fucking wrestling.
Yeah.
Man. It's fucking what the fuck was I even gonna say now?
Was it about titty comic?
No. It's about the fucking Ninja Turtles.
Fucking, yeah. Dude.
The Ninja Turtles shit in Fortnite has been pretty fucking dope.
Yeah, and you know what? In hindsight, I gave them shit about just giving us the turtles and giving us a little sewer action, right? But I get it. They split it up. They say, okay, you can buy the turtles for Christmas.
Yeah.
When the little second half season thing that they're doing now comes around, they go, okay, we added all this stuff. You get turtle weapons. I love the fucking turtle weapons. Have you come around on the turtle weapons yet? Or are you still like...
They're okay. I'm not crazy about them. I keep getting my ass kicked by them. But when I get them, I die. Like, I get them and it's like, meh.
Do is you gotta do that jump thing where you slam down on them, right?
Yeah. See, I forgot you could do that.
Dash move in, and you give them a little whack, 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 and then you jump and then you pound them down on them.
I just learned you could double jump with that shit.
Yeah, you can double jump. And you remember how the sword, you can use that slash?
Yeah.
You can use that dash the same way with the Ninja Turtle weapon.
You
can do like a triple dash in the air and it'll get you across, like.
I do like that. Now, see, here's the thing, though. I wasn't a fan of the sword. Like everyone else was. I never picked that shit up.
Oh, that sword, like, man. The mobility items, man. They do it for me every time. Even the hammer, I didn't think it was the best. But, damn, you could move around with it.
Yeah, see, I guess my problem is I don't like giving up my offense for it. But with the hammer.
Like chain whip.
Now, see, the chain whip. I like the chain whip because it knocks them back. Like, it knocks them the fuck away from me.
True.
And I don't know, that chain whip is the exception to the rule. I love the fucking chain whip.
Well,
and I started off hating.
You can use the Ninja Turtle weapons very similarly to the chain whip.
Yeah. And
the chain going out and connecting to something, you can just dash through the air.
I do occasionally pick them up, and I do gotta finish the attack in the air fucking quest.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's the only one I got left.
Grab a shotgun and just jump and shoot somebody in the head a couple of times, and you'll get that one.
Yeah, I need to fucking do that.
Speaking of, yeah. Man, we'll probably get on with it.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, we've been at this for a minute.
Yeah, let's play some Fortnite.
We're gonna play some Fortnite, guys. This was 164.
Yeah.
It was just the two of us, but you got an extra long episode.
64.
And you know where to find us at thebrooklynbeatdown.com.
Yeah.
It's got a link to our shop, all our shit. Yeah, stone.ninja.com as well.
Both of them.
He owns some fucking boat.
They're out there.
Fucking, and then, you know, the Slinky Cast, if he ever decides to start that back again. And Blunt God fucking Donnie on Twitch and fucking all that good shit. And, you know, we fucking love you guys, and we'll see you next week. Man, peace out, motherfuckers.